What is good, Zaddy Bree Radio? And it has been a while, but I am back, and I am so happy to be back. And I just got really inspired because I've been reading a lot these past couple of weeks, and I just have been having this spiritual feeling I need to talk about self-esteem today. I don't know who this is for. If it's for you, definitely mention me on social media. Twitter at Bree Hall Official, Instagram at Bree Hall Official, you already know. Twitter is where I'm most interactive as far as responding to you guys in the mentions, etc. So yeah, let's jump right into it. So first of all, let's start off with what is self-esteem. And this is from stmarys.edu. And this is just the definition they have from a course that was there, I believe. Self-esteem is the belief we have about ourselves. Healthy self-esteem exists when we believe that we are valued, competent, worthy, loved, and accepted. Unhealthy self-esteem exists when we believe ourselves to be incompetent, rejected, unworthy, unloved, and lacking in value to others around us. So I had a few words basically to say to my fellow individuals that might, especially in this colder seasonal time when seasonal depression is a thing that a lot of people experience. And just, you know, the ups and downs of self-esteem that we can naturally have during life. So the first thing I would like to speak about is inside forces. I want to let everyone listening know right now, the level of amazing you are and how amazing you feel are not the same. Now I'm going to repeat that back because I don't think y'all felt me on this one. The level of amazing you are and how amazing you feel are not the same. So if you feel like utter shit one day, that doesn't take away from how amazing you actually are. Your definition and who you are will always be consistent. You can feel amazing one day, and guess what? You are amazing. You can feel like, oh, the world hates me. You could feel all these low, terrible things, and guess what? You are. You're still amazing. You're just feeling something inside that sometimes naturally comes with being human. It might come from toxic relationships around you, etc. You ever really see a person that is really tall with just this terrible posture, like just this like 6 foot plus person, and they walk with a hunch in their back, the posture is terrible, and how uncomfortable that is to look at sometimes. It's just like, oh, I just want them to stand up straight. Well, think about your spirit as a tall spirit. So how uncomfortable is it for other people to watch you slouch with your spirit and talk about how awful you are, or how, you know, negative you feel and how terrible you feel, when in reality you should be standing up tall because they're probably looking at you like, wow, if they only realized what they really possess and really utilized it, it would be so amazing to witness. Now I want to talk about outside forces. Outside forces don't control how bomb you are. Girls, guys, everybody listening, I think sometimes we look to outside forces a bit too much to dictate our self-esteem and our self-worth. If someone stomps on a diamond, whose foot is going to hurt? Who's going to look silly? Not the diamond. The person who stepped on the diamond is always going to look like a fool, because diamonds do not break and take extraordinary circumstances to destroy. So therefore, anyone who has misplaced you, tucked you away, abused you, taken from you, it's all on them. It's on them, and it's only on them, because your identity, your fate, everything that is you, your exuberance, your spirit, that is all going to be consistent forever. No matter how you feel, no matter how people treat you, there is the saying, you teach people how to treat you. And sometimes I feel like we take that on as how people treat us is always our responsibility, and that's not always the case. Sometimes people are just going through their own shit and they just don't really know how to treat people, and they might have a track record of mistreating people. Does that change your identity, your spirit, and who you are? No. The only spirit and identity that you can control and actions you can control are your own. So anything negative from the outside world that comes in at you is the responsibility of the outside world to handle. So with that, and knowing that, I want everyone listening to walk without fear, knowing you will never change. You only get stronger with time and brighter. People around you may shift, your feelings about you may shift, but who you are will never change. In talking about the diamond mindset, I want you to ask yourself, whenever you're feeling down, out, or distraught, what would a diamond do? I'm just gonna really call this the diamond mindset. What do diamonds deserve? You deserve to be surrounded by lights. And by lights, I don't necessarily mean fame and fortune. I just mean by brilliantly beautiful people that have a light in their spirit as well. You deserve to be surrounded by light. As a diamond, you deserve to be comfortable in your environment and have a cozy place to settle. You are of high value and should be fought for. So that is the diamond mindset I encourage everyone to think in whenever you're feeling a little bit low one day. And now I'm going to read you actually some characteristics of someone with high self-esteem and what those qualities may look like. So we have acceptance, respect, and love. When you feel accepted, respected, and loved, you often tend to see people have a higher self-esteem. That I've seen frequently over the years is some of my friends in the LGBTQ community. You ever notice that you had a friend that was, you know, closeted, etc., you know, living this life that wasn't really their identity, and then the moment they come out, it's almost like they have this burst of self-esteem. It takes time. You go through a period of uncertainty and figuring yourself out, but it's just this light that starts to come from people who are just acting as their authentic selves. And I feel that your true friends, your true community, when you're acting as your authentic self, they're going to accept, respect, and love you. And anyone who doesn't can GTF for real, y'all. So next is being listened to and being taken seriously. So have you ever been in a work environment where you weren't really listened to, like people spoke over you or you weren't taken seriously? That can play a role on your self-esteem. I actually started college as a computer science major, and that major was very male dominated, and that's one of the main reasons I switched my major, is because there was just this kind of people talking over me and it was male dominated. And I didn't feel accepted, I didn't feel respected or loved, and I wasn't being listened to or taken seriously, even though I felt that I was very talented as a programmer. And that in turn kind of affected my grades, because since I wasn't really as confident in my work, it didn't really show in my exams as much as it should have. Next is a feeling of connectedness and belonging. So belonging, Summer, that's sometimes why I think people chase love in order to boost their self-esteem, because that connectedness and that belonging to someone feeling that you have when you're in love. But that can be achieved in many varieties of ways. That can be achieved in, you know, feeling connected to your family. It can be a social group that you are involved with. It can be so many things. All right, the next one is honesty and integrity. When you have a certain integrity about yourself and a strong moral compass, and you kind of are just true to who you are, there's a certain high self-esteem that comes from that. And something I noticed with an example for that is in many religions, people who are very disciplined in their religion, I notice, happen to have just this higher self-esteem, I notice, and it's like a spiritual calmness. This next one is huge. If you follow me on my YouTube channel at Bree Hall, honoring uniqueness. Who you are is different and no one else. I don't care if you have an identical twin, if you're a triplet, no one else is exactly like you. So honoring your uniqueness. If one of your eyebrows is a little further up than the other, if you have hyperpigmentation, etc., honor the uniqueness within you, and that will boost your self-esteem immensely. Authentic expression of feelings. Now, this one is huge for me because, you know, you ever been in a relationship or a friendship where you have these feelings and you hold on to them and you hold on to them for months and months and even years sometimes, and then they kind of just build up and you just don't feel happy, etc.? So in healthy relationships with family and friends, authentically expressing your feelings in the best and most respectful way you possibly can, I've noticed just takes the burden off me. I walk a little bit lighter when I just talk about how I'm feeling. Because again, you kind of put the ball in everyone else's court when you do that, and people can't read your mind. So I think that is a huge one for a self-esteem boost, is just being honest and true. So the next one is encouragement, support, and appreciation. And I feel like giving this as well as receiving this can really boost your self-esteem quite a bit. that I think ties in with a feeling of being listened to, being taken seriously, connectedness, and belonging. Because when you're in a supportive and encouraging environment where you're appreciated, it's just a great area to thrive. And you might notice this from relationship to relationship, how if you were in a relationship and you did something, there's something you just naturally do that's nice for someone, and you dated someone that just never thanked you for it or never showed appreciation, you're gonna start to get a little aggy, like it's gonna irritate you a little bit. Not that you're expecting the gratification, but it's just good to feel appreciated by those around you and your loved ones, you know, like that your existence, that your presence matters, and sometimes not even appreciated for what you do, but just appreciated for being, for living, for breathing. And another one is being trustworthy and trusted by others. So it's just something nice. And again, if you notice, a collective in all of these traits is community. So having the trust of others and others being able to trust you with things is very important. Safety and security. Have you ever noticed when you lived in a dangerous environment? Or for my fellow assault victims or survivors of abuse, how you know, after a traumatic event, you don't feel safe or secure anymore, and that takes a very big blow to your self-esteem. So regaining whatever you have to do to regain that sense of safety and security is so important. If it means moving, if it means, you know, taking legal action, if it means talking to people, if it means taking extra precautions, whatever safety and security means to you, make sure you put a strong effort behind it. All right, so high and attainable expectations. I think that expectations, usually I used to say I have high standards but low expectations, but that's not quite true. There are certain things that I feel from people are prerequisites. Why not have high expectations for people in your life to be accountable for? And I think expectations and standards are the same. So not even just of others, high and attainable expectations for yourself is very, very, very huge. We're getting down to the last four right now. So a sense of personal power and having choices. That comes in with that diamond mindset. I think this is what brought me the most peace, even when I'm having a hard time emotionally, is thinking that I have power solely in the core of my soul. And this spiritual feeling that no matter where I am, who I'm with, I could be anywhere in the world, I could be with anybody, but I will always be okay. And that's the thing. So anybody, you know, in my relationship now, etc., I choose to be there and I'm very happy there. But I also have this underlying understanding within myself that no matter where I am, who I'm with, I will be okay, because there's a solidity in myself and a sense of power within myself. And also knowing that you have choices, because when you feel helpless, that's when you have the suicidal thoughts and you have those dark thoughts, when you feel like you don't have a choice and you have to be stuck in sadness. And that's never true. You always have a choice. The last three now, personal and social responsibility. Just taking responsibility for your personal and social obligations. I think that's a really important one. I think that one speaks for itself. Next, we have forgiveness and allowing and learning from mistakes. I think that this one is huge, because so forgiving doesn't always mean taking people back. It doesn't always mean allowing them into your life, because your mental health and your well-being is always first. So forgiveness does not mean compromising yourself. Sometimes it just means letting go of whatever baggage that person has given you, and putting it back on them, just letting them hold that weight. And the last one, which is very important, is having meaning in your life and a sense of purpose. So this one is huge. I know a lot of people, when they struggle with depression, I've watched some YouTube videos, and even myself, when I struggle with depression or lows, I be feeling like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Like, what's my sense of purpose? What's the meaning of life? And it's our job to find that. It's our job to look at our purpose. And I know the depression voice will always say, well, what's the point of that? That's not gonna do me any good. But that's completely false. It's our job to work towards a purpose. If you have a hobby or something that brings light to your life, explore it. Like, you never know. You never know. And everyone's life on planet Earth has purpose. So with that being said, I'm going to close out with one thing that I was thinking and that's been helping me. That is that there is so much power in the word stop. When your mind is running reckless and you're overthinking and you have anxiety or you just feel like you're at an all-time low, just take a deep breath, look around at your surroundings, and say internally as you exhale three times, just say stop, stop, stop. Clear your mind, empty your mind of everything that's in there, and literally just stop thinking sometimes. Like, when I was able to master doing this and just saying stop three times, it increased my productivity. Sometimes overthinking can keep you stagnant, and that's no fun. So I hope this podcast was helpful for everyone. I'm putting it on iTunes today. I think I'm going to continue to upload them on SoundCloud for people that might not have iTunes on their phone or what have you. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in the next podcast. Definitely tweet me and let me know what you thought of today's. And, you know, topics are definitely welcomed. If you just need to hear some words about something, I'll do the research. I'll do all the work. Just, you know, let me know and I'll bring it to you guys. All right. Peace out, guys.